Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Hedberg, and welcome to the Dr. Hedberg Show. Today, we're going to be talking about curcumin and all the health benefits of curcumin, and there are many. Curcumin is really basically an antioxidant that comes from the turmeric root, which is a kind of a traditional spice used in Indian cuisine. And turmeric is a close relative of ginger. Ginger is one of my favorite, healing foods. Ginger tea, using fresh ginger, fresh grated ginger, like eaten with sushi. Just ginger has a lot of health benefits that are similar to turmeric. So those two are in the same family. They're both highly anti-inflammatory. And, of course, they also help with digestion. So curcumin, you know, it's been used for about 4,000 years, and that's in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. Tremendous amount of research behind curcumin, more than possibly any I've seen for any supplement out there. It is one of my favorite anti-inflammatories, but its health benefits don't end with just working on inflammation. So let's jump right in and get into some of these benefits. Like I said in the beginning, it's an antioxidant. It also supports bile flow. So bile is produced by the gallbladder to help digest your food, mainly fat. And curcumin enhances bile flow. Bile also kind of works as a detergent for the digestive tract. And so if you have gallstones or sluggish gallbladder function, then you may not really be digesting your food very well. And that's really, bile is really important for fat digestion. And so that would include all of your fat-soluble vitamins, like vitamin A, D, E, and K. So you might develop some deficiencies or problems there if you don't have good bile flow. So curcumin enhances bile flow, and that will help with fat digestion and absorption and assimilation of all your food and vitamins. The other thing is that bile is really important for the immune system health in the gut. So if there's a sluggish gallbladder or the things I talked about before, like the stones, then the immune system may be compromised as well. Curcumin is also a pretty good toxic metal chelator, meaning that it binds to toxic metals and gets rid of them. But mainly it's going to be a good chelator for copper and iron. So too much copper is connected to cancer, and then too much iron will cause a whole host of problems because iron is a pro-oxidant, meaning it creates a lot of oxidative stress. It eats up all your antioxidants, and it can cause a lot of problems if you have too much iron in your system. So curcumin really helps to get rid of iron and copper. Now, if your ferritin levels are low, so ferritin is a blood test, and it tells you how much iron is actually stored in your body. So if your ferritin levels are really low, then you may want to be careful with curcumin supplementation because you don't want to decrease your iron levels too much. So that's one important thing. And then if you have really high ferritin levels, a lot of iron, then curcumin would be a perfect supplement for that because that would really help to get rid of the excess iron. It's also highly protective of the liver. It will neutralize alcohol. And some of you may have heard of the aflatoxin fungus, which is found on certain peanuts, and that can be toxic to the liver. And curcumin really eliminates, neutralizes the aflatoxin fungus. Curcumin has also been shown to heal stomach ulcers. It works for Crohn's disease and also what's called proctitis, which is an inflamed anus. Some people will get that from chronic yeast infections. and other digestive issues, but it does heal that. And then it will help to reduce leaky gut syndrome because it does reduce inflammation in the GI tract, enhances bile flow, so it'll really help heal a leaky gut. It's a great antimicrobial, meaning it fights certain infections. It's a great antiviral, especially for the Epstein-Barr virus. So I see a lot of autoimmune disease in my practice, and if you've been reading and listening to my material, you know that the Epstein-Barr virus is a big factor in autoimmunity. And Epstein-Barr virus, it is the virus that causes mono, also known as the kissing disease. Usually people get it when they're young or as a teenager. But there are strong connections with the Epstein-Barr virus and all types of autoimmunity, as well as chronic fatigue syndrome. So curcumin works really well for that particular virus. And then it's also actually been shown to have antiviral properties against the HIV virus, which causes AIDS. And then it also works well as an antibacterial and for parasites. So specifically staph infections, very effective for that. And then it's anti-parasitic. So if we found a parasite on your stool analysis, then we may use some curcumin to help deal with that. Curcumin is also highly protective of the heart. So cardiovascular disease, of course, the number one cause of death currently. And curcumin does decrease cholesterol levels, and it increases the protective HDL cholesterol. It also makes your blood less sticky. So if we look at a blood marker like fibrinogen, that can tell us if there's some stickiness in the blood, meaning that there's a lot of heavy coagulation. So like when you cut yourself, you need strong coagulation to stop the bleeding. And curcumin really helps to thin the blood, reduces what's called platelet aggregation. So it's the platelets stick together and that makes the blood sticky. And curcumin helps to really free that and thins the blood and gets blood flowing really well. And so that, of course, will help protect the heart. And then it's actually been shown to improve what we call microcirculation. So wherever there are really small blood vessels, so for example, in the eye, it will help improve microcirculation. Curcumin's been shown to protect your brain. It does reduce brain damage that happens after a stroke. And it has been shown to reduce the development and the whole progression of Alzheimer's disease. So Alzheimer's disease, people develop plaques in the brain, and curcumin helps to reduce those plaques, and it helps to prevent those plaques from getting worse. The other thing that we would use for Alzheimer's and prevention would be a ketogenic diet. And if you want to listen to that podcast, that's available as well. And you can read the blog post on the ketogenic diet on my website, drhedberg.com. So curcumin combined with the ketogenic diet could be really helpful with that. And then it's actually been shown to reduce the size of certain brain tumors. Curcumin has a lot of research behind it in the cancer arena. And brain tumors especially, it's been shown to work quite well. And then it's a natural antidepressant. So if you listen to my podcast, How to Beat Depression Naturally, we talk about the connection with inflammation and depression. And since curcumin is a great anti-inflammatory, then it only makes sense that it's a great antidepressant. And there's also plenty of research behind that as well. So the curcumin will reduce inflammation in the brain, so your tryptophan levels will adequately convert into serotonin, and that will in turn help with depression. Curcumin is also really great for the immune system as far as regulating it so that it doesn't get out of control. It does, in addition to being anti-inflammatory, it does help to repair certain injuries, like if there's injury to a joint. And then it also helps to heal arthritis, so it will reduce inflammation in the joints, and that will help to heal arthritis and arthritis pain. Also, it works really well for allergies, especially this time of year in the spring. A lot of people are having a lot of problems with allergies, and curcumin will really help to reduce allergic reactions. And kind of combined with that, because we usually see asthma and allergies together, curcumin's been shown to really help with asthma symptoms. And specifically, autoimmunity, there's a lot of studies on curcumin and rheumatoid arthritis. So rheumatoid arthritis, really swollen, painful joints, and curcumin will help to reduce that swelling and inflammation. And interestingly enough, it's also been shown in a few studies to help with multiple sclerosis. So MS is a pretty tough autoimmune disease, but it does help. Curcumin does help with that. Curcumin will increase natural killer cell activity. So if your immune system is really weak and you're prone to a lot of colds and flus, curcumin really helps to sort of, I don't really like to use the word boost necessarily, but it improves immune system function and natural killer cell activity. Your natural killer cells are, they're just like the troops that go out there into your body and in the bloodstream, and they're out there going after any infections that, that your immune system thinks it shouldn't be there. And then, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of research with curcumin and cancer. I already mentioned brain tumors, but there are a lot of studies that show it reduces the spread of certain types of cancer, more specifically breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and ovarian cancer. So lots of studies on the connection with curcumin and those particular types of cancer. If you're a man and you're having any kind of prostate issues, like benign prostatic hypertrophy, meaning that the prostate is swelling and it's causing some urinary problems, like men, sometimes they don't have a really strong stream as they get older, or there's a dribbling, not really completely emptying the bladder. Those are some examples of some prostate issues. Curcumin has been shown to really help with those prostate-related issues. We've talked a lot about insulin resistance and in a lot of my podcasts and on my blog. Insulin resistance is a major issue with blood sugar metabolism. And the more insulin resistant you are, the more inflamed you'll be. And then everything just kind of breaks down from there. Curcumin has been shown to improve insulin resistance. So berberine is another great herb for insulin resistance. And if you use it in combination with curcumin, that's a really great tag team approach to improving insulin resistance. Curcumin's also been shown to help with nerve regeneration. So if you have any issues with your nervous system, especially like the hands and the feet, it does help with regenerating those nerves. So a lot of advantages of using curcumin over medications like ibuprofen or aspirin. So if you're looking for a great anti-inflammatory for pain or joint pain, curcumin is going to be a lot safer than like ibuprofen, which would be Advil or aspirin. Because those medications, they cause a bleeding in the GI tract. And actually, there was one study, it showed that curcumin actually healed the injury to the GI tract that was caused by NSAIDs. So NSAIDs are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Those are the, you can get those over the counter, like the ibuprofen and the aspirin. But again, if you use those for a long time, they can damage the GI tract, and curcumin's been shown to heal that damage. And actually, one study showed that if you combine curcumin with resveratrol, resveratrol is found in mainly red plants, so especially red grapes. If you combine curcumin with resveratrol, that's actually been proven in one study to actually be a stronger anti-inflammatory than ibuprofen and aspirin. So it's safer and more effective. Resveratrol you can get in capsule form as well. So the MD Anderson Cancer Institute in Houston, Texas, they've done a lot of studies on curcumin and cancer there. And they found that patients who were undergoing chemotherapy, curcumin was actually safe for those patients going through chemo. So in that particular clinical trial at MD Anderson, they found that it was okay to do both of those at the same time. Actually, in that study, they also found that their curcumin actually enhanced the effectiveness of the chemotherapy. If you're taking vitamin D, so I've mentioned in other podcasts and my writings that there are a number of things that can inhibit vitamin D absorption and assimilation. And the first one is if you have a lot of inflammation or a lot of inflammation in your GI tract, that will really impair your body's ability to use vitamin D. And then the more body fat you have, the more difficulty you'll have with using vitamin D. So curcumin has been shown to actually work synergistically and enhance the effects of vitamin D, and that's most likely because of its anti-inflammatory properties. Okay, so we've gone through all the health benefits of curcumin. You can see it's pretty broad. So how do we take this? How do we use it? There's really three main options, and you can either use one of them, two of them, or all three. So let's start just talking about supplementation. Unfortunately, curcumin is really poorly absorbed, but if you combine curcumin with phosphatidylcholine as well as lecithin, you significantly help the absorption of the curcumin. So I really like the product. It's called CurQ Select from Moss Nutrition, and that's in a proprietary blend. It's called the Meriva form, M-E-R-I-V-A. And there are other companies that also use the Meriva form. And that particular form has the phosphatidylcholine and the lecithin in it. So that significantly enhances the absorption of the curcumin, because otherwise you'll just be dumping out a lot of what you're taking. So if you take curcumin capsule, it's best to take it with a meal that has some fat in it. And you could also take your fish oil capsules or liquid with that meal with the curcumin to enhance the absorption even more. Dosing is usually about 250 milligrams per capsule. And so in acute phases, or if someone's really sick, or if there's a lot of inflammation, then we'll use two capsules twice a day with meals. So that would be 1,000 milligrams a day. And just sort of a maintenance dose would be about 250 milligrams twice a day. So we might just do one capsule with breakfast and one capsule with dinner, for example. So that would be the dosing recommendations. And you definitely don't want to take curcumin if you're pregnant or trying to get pregnant. because it could cause a miscarriage. You also don't want to combine curcumin if you're taking any kind of blood thinner. So if you're taking Coumadin, you know, warfarin, any kind of blood thinner like that, you don't want to take curcumin. And then if you have gallstones, you definitely don't want to take curcumin because, as I mentioned in the beginning, curcumin does enhance bile flow, and it does that by causing the gallbladder to contract. And so if you have gallstones, you can really set off a gallbladder attack if you start taking a lot of curcumin. And then again, as I mentioned earlier, if your ferritin levels, which is how much iron stores you have in your body, if those are low, you'll want to avoid taking curcumin. The second option is, of course, using the spice turmeric more often in your cooking, and that is a great option. And then the third option is turmeric tea, which I like. There are a lot of different turmeric teas out there. I've recently been drinking the Rishi brand, R-I-S-H-I. Their stuff seems to be really good quality. You can see the big chunks of the turmeric in the tea. And I actually buy what's called turmeric ginger tea, so I get the benefits of the turmeric and the ginger. I get the anti-inflammatory effects, the health benefits, the improved digestion. So that combination, the turmeric ginger tea, actually works really well. Or you can just drink turmeric tea by itself. So with inflammation at the root of so many health problems, symptoms, diseases, curcumin just has to be at the top of my list of one of the best, most well-researched and effective supplements out there that actually works. And you can use it in a lot of different ways with the spices, the teas, and then the supplementation is all readily available and easy to use. So it's definitely one of my favorite natural remedies out there. All right, so that's curcumin. Take a look at it. Go to drhedberg.com. You'll see my article on all the benefits of curcumin where I link to all the studies that I mentioned. And this is Dr. Hedberg. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for joining in, and I will see you next time. Take care.